Today we have two readings from the book of Exodus about the sons of Israel and about the service they did. And the two stories are very, very different. Listen first to what is said in Exodus chapter 1. And there arose a new king over Egypt, who knew not Joseph. And he said to his people, "Behold, the people of the sons of Israel are many and numerous, more than we. Come, let us deal wisely with them. Perhaps they will be multiplied, and it will be that wars will happen, and they will also add themselves to our enemies and fight against us and go up out of the land." And they set over them princes of tribunes in order to afflict them with burdens. And they built cities of storehouses for Pharaoh, Pithom, and Ramses. And as they afflicted them, so they multiplied, and so they broke forth. And they were moved with loathing because of the sons of Israel. And the Egyptians made the sons of Israel to serve with severity. And they made their life bitter with hard service in clay and in bricks, and in all service in the field, with all their service in which they made them to serve with severity. Now, did this sound like it was good and happy for the sons of Israel? They were serving, weren't they? And who were they serving? Remember? Were they serving the Lord? No, they were serving Pharaoh. And Pharaoh was holding them like slaves and making them work. Serve, yes, but serve with severity. But listen to the difference here in Exodus 35, after they're free and they leave Egypt. It says, "And Moses said to all the congregations of the sons of Israel, saying, This is the word which Yehovah commanded, saying, Take ye from among and uplift from among you an uplifting to Yehovah. Everyone that is freely willing in his heart shall bring it, an uplifting to Yehovah. And let everyone that is wise in his heart among you come, and make all things that Yehovah has commanded." And all the assemblage of the sons of Israel went out from before Moses. And they came, every man whose heart carried him, and all those whose spirit was freely willing. And they brought an uplifting of Yehovah for the use of the tabernacle of the congregation, and for all its service, and for the garments of holiness. And they came, the men and the women, everyone noble in heart, and brought a brooch or an earring or a ring or a band and every vessel of gold, and every man that waved a wave offering of gold to Yehovah. Everyone lifting up an uplifting of silver and bronze brought an uplifting to Yehovah. And everyone with whom was found shittim wood for any use of the service brought it. And every woman wise in heart did spin with her hands. And they brought that which they spun, the blue and the crimson and the scarlet twice dyed and the fine linen. Every man and every woman whose heart was freely willing to bring a free will offering to Yehovah for all the use which Yehovah had commanded to do by the hand of Moses. What's the main difference? Notice how much happier the people are in the second story. What is the difference between the service they do in the first story when they're slaves in Egypt, and the service they're doing in the second story when they're in the wilderness and they're building the habitation, the tabernacle? What's that difference? Well, one main difference is freedom. They were free in the second story to do. Moses didn't say you have to do this. He said everyone who's willing, everyone who has free will to give, give. And everyone went together and did this work with a happy heart. And another thing we notice differently is that they loved to do it. That it's coming from their will, that it's something that they want to do. They didn't want to serve Pharaoh the way they were serving. They were given a good land in the land of Goshen. They were meant to be raising cattle for Pharaoh. And then he worried about them and he put them under hard bondage. He put them in service, in severity, making them work in clay and in bricks and in all service of the field, away from the use that they enjoyed, which was to raise the cattle, which at first they were given. And so the main difference here, there's two differences. One is freedom to do it, and the other is that they, in the second story, they're doing what they love to do, and in the first story, they're doing what they don't love to do. And let's compare that to something. Have you ever been into a store or maybe a restaurant? And you walk in, and everybody's doing their work, and you can see the boss is down on top of them making sure they do it, but nobody's really enjoying what they're doing. They make sure they do what they're doing, they're also going to get in trouble. Maybe they're working there because they're just getting paid to do it. But you walk in and you just merely know that they're doing what they have to do. And then you go into a store or a restaurant where the people in the store are interested in making sure that you have some good food or that you get what you need to buy. And you feel in the store that everybody is working together to do what they're meant to be doing. And they enjoy their work. What a difference you feel between the two. Now, the first one, they're not slaves, but they're working like slaves. Because they're doing the service, but they're not enjoying it. Or maybe something closer to home. Maybe it's a Saturday morning and everybody needs to clean their room and do their chores because until they do it, they can't get out and play. Or maybe they're doing it because they're getting an allowance, but nobody's really enjoying it and they're just grudgingly doing their job. It's not very much fun, is it? They feel like they're forced to do it. But compare that to when they're getting ready for maybe a happy time, like a festival, or maybe the grandparents are coming over and everybody's cleaning up and getting the house ready with the idea of something joyful is going to happen. What's the difference? Well, there's a beautiful word that shows us the difference. We'll talk about two men who the Lord inspired to do the use, and listen, in every one of these verses, you will hear the same word, and this is the difference. And Bezalel and Oholiab made every man wise in heart, whom Yehovah gave wisdom and understanding to know how to make all that was of use in the service of the sanctuary, as to all that Yehovah commanded. And Moses called to Bezalel and Oholiab, and every man wise in heart, to whom Yehovah gave wisdom in his heart, everyone whom his heart lifted up, to come near to the use to do it. And they took from Moses all the uplifted offering, which the sons of Israel brought for the use of the service of the sanctuary, to make it. And they brought yet him a freewill offering, morning by morning. And all of the wise who made all that was of use for the sanctuary, brought man by man from his use that he made. And they said to Moses, saying, "The people bring much more than enough for the service of the use, which Yehovah commanded to do." And Moses commanded, and the voice passed among the camp, saying, "Let neither man nor woman do any more use for the uplifting of the sanctuary." And he held back the people from bringing. And the use was enough for all the use to do it. And there was more which remained over. And everyone wise in heart with those who did the use made the habitation. Now, what was that word that was repeated in every verse? It's a very simple word, just three letters long. It's what made the difference between the work they did in Egypt and the work they're doing for the tabernacle. What was that word? Did you hear it? It begins with the letter U. What was that word? It's a word that's called use. Use. Now, use, sometimes we think of as being something that accomplishes something, that makes something work. But use is far, far more than that. Use here is something that has something of the Lord in it, something that's wonderful, something that's good. In the new church, we have many, many teachings about something called use. And when there's something of use in it, then both the neighbor and the Lord are in it. Now, what was the use of the job that they did in Egypt? There was a sort of a use there. It said that they built cities of storehouses. It says in the heavenly doctrine, this word means storehouses for weapons and treasures for Pharaoh in Pithom and Ramses. So what were they building? They were building something to store up more and more treasure for Pharaoh. Remember what the Lord says? He says, "Treasure not up for yourselves, treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and their thieves dig through and steal. But treasure up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not dig through and steal." What a difference between the job they were doing in Egypt for Pharaoh as slaves where they were building these big buildings so that Pharaoh could have more and more treasure for him in the world, versus the use, which is repeated over and over again, the use of the service of the sanctuary, the use of the service of the holy place. The use they were doing in the second one was the use of building the house of the Lord. They were building a place for the Lord to dwell among them. They were building something that was going to last forever, treasure in heaven. There was gold and there was silver and there was copper and there was beautiful garments, beautiful material, all of which went in precious stones for the garments of Aaron. Wonderful treasures, but they weren't just being stored up for the wealth of Moses, not at all. These were for the glory of the Lord. So the Lord could dwell among them and they could be reminded of what they were doing there, that they were the people of the Lord. And so that's what we need to see, the difference in what we do. Is there a use there? Is the Lord and what is good within it, does it look to heaven? Or is it merely an earthly use that merely looks to our own wealth and our own greatness? And that will be the difference, because when we see the use of what we're doing, we can do it from joy and we can do it from freedom. And the Lord can dwell among us.